Well, right. Come on, get over it. This is the show now. Take it down a few notches. Ted Cruz calls the White House, says he wants his drone back. Huh? That livened you up, didn't it? Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monon Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Baraboo folk sensation Fox takes the stage, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, speaking of drones, it's Michael Feldman.
I know you meant that in the best possible way. Oh, yeah. Right on this, right now, I'd like to offer $5 for the first drone inside the Capitol Rotunda. Okay. $5, cash American, no questions asked. Or if you got pigeons, I'll give you $1 a pigeon. Let them loose. The White House drone, you know, was a recreational drone, meaning the guy flying it was on a recreational drug. Well, you know, you're drunk, it's 3 a.m., you're civil service. What are you going to do? Fly a drone over the White House. A lot of us would have done the same thing. How many of you would have done the same thing? Applaud if you would have done the same thing under those circumstances. Of course. And of course, you know, that, in his condition, he didn't think he could personally jump the fence, you know, so you got to use the drone. It was not, as first thought, Amazon Prime delivery. A lot of people thought, well, God, they're getting good. In other news that isn't, Facebook goes down, gets 500 million likes. I understand they're putting a meh button on Facebook now. I like that. Meh. Meh. More like that, I guess. The locker room attendant is being blamed for Deflategate. You run into him leaving the shower and your ball immediately deflates. This is the same locker room attendant who grabbed Marshawn Lynch's crotch, by the way. So he's how he got from one coast to the other in that matter of time, I don't know. He's winged healed, that locker room attendant. The Super Bowl hinges on special teams and locker room attendants, I would say. If there's any ball deflating during Super Bowl 49, it'll be by Katy Perry. Mitt Romney, that changes the subject pretty quick, huh? Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney had to choose between losing another presidential bid and losing Ann. He chose Ann, so that's probably a good idea. My wife said I'm free to run for president as long as it's another country. So I have her support 100% in that area, preferably in another hemisphere. Jeb Bush fills the Romney void with a 5% approval rating. That's the percentage of the population who are part of the Bush clan. Actually, it's very large with all the cousins. Our own Scott Walker scores highly with people who have never met him. Or heard anything he said. For example, Reagan firing the air traffic controllers caused the Berlin Wall to collapse. Apparently an errant plane went out of control and struck the wall and knocked it over. Oh, in other news still, chemists have found a way to unboil an egg. But making an omelet without cracking one remains elusive. You could suck an egg, I suppose, and it wouldn't technically be cracked. Who said that? Descartes? Somebody. Voltaire?
Harpo.
Huh? Harpo. Harpo, yeah. The Sayings of Harpo. I have that book, actually. Yeah, just a fly leaf and no pages. Obama approval ratings rise in red states when folks think he nominated Loretta Lynn for Attorney General. It dropped when they heard it was actually Loretta Lynch. Half of all Americans think the other half is responsible for climate change. You know what I'm talking about, the exhalers, the wind passers, the ones with the big carbon feet, even those big carbon footprints. Measles outbreak at Super Bowl traced to a locker room attendant. Little Billy Belichick. Okay. Anyway. Bruce Jenner reportedly is transitioning into a man. New species of dinosaur found in Canada named the Hosersaurus. Hosersaurus. Kind of catchy. Genetically modified people have no problem with genetically modified produce, they've discovered. So, the genetically modified consumer is a big part of our future, I believe. So, that's a good thing. And finally, and I mean that seriously, Governor Walker will cut UW-Madison's budget by $300 million unless they award him a BS. And that is not a Bachelor of Science, ladies and gentlemen. He said professors should work harder, as hard as legislators, which would mean up to 34 days per year. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much, and good night. Or good afternoon, wherever you are. Good next day, if you're across the international timeline.